Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful episode on the silsila Madani Qaida. And as you know, the silsila is designed to help us to rectify our Quranic pronunciations, inshallah azza wa jal. So with effort from your side, with good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be successful. Speaking about good intentions, before we continue in today's lesson, do make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make as many good intentions to gain maximum rewards from the court of Allah azza wa jal. Make the good intentions now that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that, to implement that, and to teach others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are countless of benefits and blessings of reciting the Durood-e-Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, our beloved master, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is stated in a beautiful narration, that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood, salat upon me, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And regarding durood-e-pak as well, and salawat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Tam Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, he has advised us, and he included this Madani point in the famous Madani In'amat. This is a program, this is a booklet for those who sincerely wish to reform themselves. And one of those Madani In'ams or Madani questions is, have you recited Durood-e-Pak Salawat 313 times today? So try minimum to recite 313 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will see a lot of blessings in this. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, for those of you who are regularly following the silsila, as you know, we have reached page 22 of the Madani Qaidas, and on page 22 there is an exercise. This exercise, inshallah azza wa jal, we will complete today, but before we go any further, we are going to do a quick recap of whatever we have learned thus far. So I have a Madani request to you, the dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to please open, go to the beginning of your books, the inner page of the front cover. As you can see there, or on your screen as well, that we have the letters, all the letters of the Arabic alphabet, the Arabic language, along with the category. What category do they belong to? And the articulator. This is the makhraj. Plural of makhraj is makharij. And this means the origin, the place where the sound must emanate from, must come from. So always keep the sound of this letter in mind, or the makhraj of each letter in mind. Some of the letters have the same makhraj, whilst others, they have different makharij. If we turn to page 1, our lesson officially started from here, lesson number 1, Huruf Mufridat. This is regarding the alphabets of the Arabic language, which number 29 letters of the Arabic language, and from them 7 are called Huruf Musta'liyah. keep these points in mind, these terms in mind, because we need to implement these rules, these laws, if we are to correctly pronounce the glorious Quran, if we have to correctly pronounce the Arabic language, the letters, etc. So these seven letters, Huruf Musta'aliyah, when we combine them, they form Khuswa, Dagh, Tin, Tiv, which means Kha, Saad, Dad, Ghain, Ta, Qaf, and Dha. These seven letters, when you see them, they must always be pronounced with a thick sound, a thick tone, and a full mouth. Right, keep this in mind. If you want to take the notes down, you may take the notes, not a problem. Otherwise, in your Madani Qaidas, these are included there as well. Alright, the Arabic letters must always be pronounced using the Arabic accent, not the accent of any other language. If you quickly turn to page 2, Huruf Murakkabat, here we started to join the letters, two letters and three letters on page 4 as well. But keep in mind how the shape and the form of each letter changes when we are combining, when we are joining the letters to form words. Normally, the body of the letter, the second part or the ending of the letter will change, and the beginning, the face of the letter or the beginning part of the letter will remain the same. So keep in mind the changing forms and the shapes of the letters, but the pronunciation will still be the same. This will help us to recognize each letter, the correct letter with the correct pronunciation as well. On page number 4, lesson number 3, we went over the harakat. Harakat referred to the zabr, zair, pesh, or in Arabic, and what we are using, the terms in Arabic, fatha, kasra, and dhamma. The letter which has a haraka, this sign or this symbol, is called a mutaharrik. As you can see on page 5, the examples are included there as well. If a haraka or jazm is present on an alif, this is now pronounced as a hamza. You have an alif, once you have a jazm, alright, or a haraka, whether it's a fatha or dhamma or kasra, that alif is now a hamza. Please turn to page 7. Lesson number 4, we dealt with the qareeb al-sawt. Do you remember? Keep these things in mind. Memorize these terms, understand them, and implement and practice upon them. Qareeb al-sawt refers to those letters which sound somewhat similar, but they are different. So keep them in mind. And the examples are there on page 7 and 8 as well. If you look at page 9, lesson number 5, Tanween. This is the double harakat, which means fathatain, two fathas, kasratain, two kasras, and dhammatain, two dhammas. They must be pronounced as a noon sakin, because Tanween is actually a noon sakin. The examples we can see on page 9 as well. Okay, if we turn to page 11, lesson number 6, we see here that we have the letters are joined together with the harakat, and we spelt each one and pronounced them. Let me give you an example. If you look at the first block, or on your screens as well, noon fatha, na, za fatha, za, naza, lam fatha, la, naza, la. Alright, again, keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. Look at the form, the shape of how the letters change, so you can recognize the correct letter with its correct pronunciation and pronounce in the Arabic accent. This is all part of our foundation phase that we had done earlier in the previous lessons and episodes. Alright, and there's many other examples there as well on page 12. If you look at lesson number 7 on page 12, the letters of Madda. And these are three letters, the Alif, Waw, and Ya. When there is a Zabr or a Fatha, before an Alif, this Alif is now an Alif Madda. As you can see the example in your Madani Qaidas, if you look at Madani point number 4, or on screen as well, ba, alif, fatha, ba. Alright? When there is a dhamma or pesh before a waw sakin, this is waw madda. The example, ba, waw, dhamma, bu. And when there is a zair or a kasra before a ya sakin, this is ya madda. The example, ba, ya, kasra, bi. Always keep an eye out for this. When you see that there is a fatha before an alif, or you see there's a dhamma before a waw sakin, or you see there that there is a kasra before a ya sakin. The examples you can see on page 13 and 14 as well. Then we must elongate that sound, pull that sound according to the duration of one alif. So we will not say ba, bi, bu. We will say ba, bi, bu. Can you see we are pulling a little bit to the duration or the extent of one alif? This is the letters of madda. On page 14, lesson number 8, we did the vertical harakat, and their rule is exactly the same as the letters of madda, but their symbol, their sign is different. When you say a vertical fatha, which is above the letter, or a vertical kasra below the letter, or an inverted upside down dhamma above the letter, then these are the vertical harakat, and they must be pronounced by elongating or pulling the sound equal to one alif. Exactly the same like the letters of madda. For example, if we look at the top, ta, ti, tu, so you can see that we are pulling a little bit, elongating the sound equal to one alif. Alright, so those are the examples on page 15 and 16. On page 16 is lesson number 9, the letters of leen, and these are two, waw and ya. When you see a zabr or a fatha before a waw sakin, this becomes waw leen. When there is a fatha before a ya sakin, this is ya leen. Alright, for example, if you can see on your screens or in your Madani Qaidas, jeem, waw, fatha, jaw. Jeem, ya, fatha, jay. Jaw, jay. When you see this, the waw sakin is there, or the ya sakin is there, and before this, there is a fatha on the letter, then do not elongate the sound. Do not stretch and pull the sound. Don't say jaw, jay, jaw, jay. In a very simple and normal manner. Ma'roof manner means the normal manner. The examples you can see on page 17, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, lesson number 10 on page 18, we had completed page 18, 19 and 20. Now here, whatever we had learned before, from page 1 to page 17, the rules, the laws were included here. Whether it's qarib al-sawt, whether it was huruf musta'aliya, whether it was the vertical harakat, the letters of madda, the letters of leen, we had spelt out, for example, if you look at the first block, qaf, alif, fatha, qa, lam, fatha, la, qala. So each one we had spelt out and we had pronounced according to the correct makharij, keeping in mind the different rules and laws that we had learned thus far. Turning to page 20, lesson number 11, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we had completed as well, the sukoon or the jazm. Whenever you see that sign, as you can see the first madani point in your madani qaidas or on screen as well, that symbol, that sign is called a jazm. Sometimes it is written or it is shown as a circle. It's the same thing, right? We must be careful here. When the Hamza Sakina is found, then a jerking sound will be made. We had learned the five letters of Qalqalah. Do you remember? Qutubu Jaddin, when we combine them. Qaf, Qa, Ba, Jeem and Dal. These five letters are the letters of Qalqalah. And when you find them, when they have a Sakin, a Jazm, then they will be pronounced with a little bit of a bouncing sound or echoing sound. So keep this in mind. The examples you see, you may see on page 21. Let me give you an example. the first line. The second three blocks. Hamza, Qa, Fatha, Aqqa. Can you hear? Aqqa. That slight echoing sound. Because this is made because this is, the sta is a part of the letters of Qalqala. So these rules, these laws, keep in mind, take down notes if you have to, practice, revise, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will get used to it. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we did a very quick recap of whatever we had learned thus far. It's necessary for us to keep those rules in mind, keep those laws in mind, so that we can practice it. Today's lesson, we are not going to spell out each letter. We are going to pronounce them in the normal manner. But individually, I have a little Madani request for you, that individually, if you can please take out at least 5 to 12 minutes of your time and go over this lesson by spelling it out. As we did in the previous lessons, for example, if you look at the first block in your Madani Qaidas or on screen, Qaf, Lam, Dhamma, Qul. If you can do this, it will be very much beneficial for you, inshallah azza wa jal. So today's lesson, yes, we are going to highlight the different rules and laws, but we are not going to spell out, alright? That individually, that Madani request is there for you to please do it in your free time, your spare time. Let us begin, inshallah azza wa jal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل قل right, the قاف قاف, do you remember which letters it is part of? This letter is part of the حروف مستعليا and therefore must be pronounced with a thick tone or a thick sound and a full mouth, not with a flat or gentle sound or thin sound like the kaf. So here qareeb as-sawt, we must be careful of that we don't confuse the qaf with the kaf. Understand? Therefore qul, a hard sound. If we pronounce the kaf, then you will say kul. And the famous surahs of the glorious Quran, look how important this is, that the meanings can change if we confuse the letters of qareeb as-sawt.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
These surahs, same surahs and others, are starting with قُلْ. And قُلْ in the Arabic language means to proclaim, to say, to state. قُلْ with the قَاف. But if it is pronounced incorrectly by mixing this letter with kaf, and if we say kul, kul, instead of kul, hard sound, if we say kul, then kul in the Arabic language is an imperative command, an instruction that you must eat. Can you see the difference in the meanings worlds apart? One is to proclaim, to say, to state, and the other is you must eat. Allahu Akbar. In this manner, meanings of the glorious Quran change if we don't differentiate between qareeb as-sawt, the letters which sound somewhat similar but are different. So keep these rules in mind, inshallah azza wa jal. In, an, a little emphasis must be placed here on the ayn. The ayn, as you know, keep the makhraj in mind of each letter. The makhraj of the ayn is from the center of the throat, from the middle of the throat, and therefore a little bit of effort and emphasis must be placed so that we don't confuse the ayn with the hamza. We must not say an. An is a very flat sound, thin sound. But an, an from the center of the throat and more emphasis. Man, man. Now meem. Meem, do you remember the makhraj? Ensure that the dry part of your lips are touching and not the wet part. Because the wet part will mean that you're supposed to be pronouncing the ba, which is the next example. Look at the next example. Bal,
Bal. Can you see? Bal is that ba is pronounced in the width part of the lips, and the previous example, man, that meem is pronounced from the dry part of the lips. Lam. Lam. Kum. Kum. Here's the example of the kaf. You can see that we are not pronouncing it with a hard sound. Kum. That would be confusing it with the qaf in a very gentle manner, in a thin sound, a flat sound. Kum. Hum. Hum. Dhuq. 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 Again, dhal, be careful for its makhraj. Qaf. Okay, qaf we know, and we just mentioned now, it's part of the huruf musta'aliyah, right? But also in this case, what rule is applying here? Qaf with the jazm or the sakin. Do you remember? Qaf is also part of the qalqala letters. And qalqala is taking place here. And therefore that slight echoing or bouncing sound must be heard. Dhuq. Dhuq. Not too much. Just a little bit. Qad. Qad. Here as well you can see. The qaf is there. Dal is also part of the huruf qalqala. The letters of qalqala. And therefore that slight echoing or bouncing sound must be heard. Qad. Ish. Tabir. Ish. Tabir. Here as well. Swad. Qa. These are part of the huruf musta'aliyah. They must be pronounced with a full mouth. The swad. Do not confuse it with the seen. Is. Tabir. And the ta. Don't confuse it with the ta. Ish. And don't stretch the sound of the swad. Is. Ish. Ish. That is incorrect. In the normal manner. Ish tabir. Ish tabir. Mustatar. Mustatar. Taghfir. Taghfir. The fa letter as well. Don't stretch the sound, otherwise it will be incorrect. We should not say taghfir. Fir. That should not be made. Taghfir. A'yun. A'yun. In this example, you can see that we have a hamza and then we have an ayn. Now, this is, some people can get confused that the hamza and the ayn is sounding different, but here a slight jerking with emphasis on the ayn must be made. A'yun. Alright? So, hamza is flat, flat sound, thin sound, but the ayn emphasis must be placed on this because the sound of this, its origin is makhraj, is from the center of the throat. A'yun. A'naban. A'naban. Zajratun. Zajratun. Alright, can you tell me the jeem? Which letter is this? The jeem is part of the letters of qalqala. Alright? And you can hear the echoing or the bouncing sound. Zaj. Zaj. But not too much. Not too much of emphasis on this. The ra. The ra has a fatha. Do you remember the rule that we had discussed in previous episodes and lessons? That when a ra has a fatha or dhamma, or fathatain or dhammatain, it must be pronounced with a full mouth. Therefore, we will not say Zajratun. Zajra. Incorrect. Zajratun. Zajratun. Nutfatin. Nutfatin. Ta as well. Part of the huruf qalqala. And therefore the slight echoing or bouncing sound must be made. Nutfatin. Mudhinuna. Mudhinuna. Alright, another rule is taking place here. Besides the dal with the jazm, this is part of the huruf qalqala, there's another rule taking place. Do you know which it is? If you look at the letters of madda, it says there that when there is a dhamma before a waw sakin, the waw sakin becomes waw madda. So here we can see, there's an example. Mudhinuna. You can have a look at the waw sakin, and before this, what symbol, what haraka is there? That's correct, dhamma. And therefore we will elongate, we will pull the sound of this equal to one alif, the duration of one alif. Mudhinuna. Mudhinuna. Abwaban. Abwaban. Ba again. Ba with the jazm. Huruf qalqala. Fafruq. Fafruq. Yuqrid. Yuqrid. Alright, here. The qaf is part of the huruf qalqala. Therefore, we are making that slight bouncing or echoing sound. But the bod, bod is not part of the huruf qalqala. So be careful. Be careful not to pronounce this with that echoing sound. Yes, but bod is part of the huruf musta'aliya. So a fuller sound must be made. A thicker tone must be made. Yuqrid. Yuhni. Yuhni. Tajri. Tajri. Jam'an. Jam'an. Look at the meme. The meme has a jazm. But be careful not to pronounce this by introducing a haraka, by introducing a fatha. For example, do not say jama'an. Jama'an. Can you hear the difference? One is jam'an and the other incorrect is jama'an. So be careful for these as well. Jam'an. Fathun. Fathun. That ha, keep the makhraj in mind, that the makhraj is from the center or the middle of the throat. Mu'minina. Mu'minina. Alright, can you hear the jerking sound? This jerking sound is because of the Hamza Sakina that you can see there. Whenever you see the Hamza Sakina, be sure to jerk that sound, but not too much. The next example is similar. Mu'minuna. Mu'minuna. Alright, this is straightforward. We can see another rule taking place here, that the waw sakin, which has a dhamma before it, will be elongated or pulled according to one alif, the duration of one alif, because this is waw madda. Before this mu'minina, that ya sakin with the kasra before it, that's a ya madda, and therefore we are pulling equal to the duration of one alif. Yu'minuna. Yu'minuna. Mu'sadatun. Mu'sadatun. Iqra. Iqra. Here as well. Qaf is part of the huruf qalqala, and therefore we are, the sound we are making an echoing or bouncing sound. You can see the hamza sakina at the end. Remember, an alif is an alif without any symbol or sign on it or beneath it. It does not have any jazm, any sakin, any fatha, dhamma, kasra. That's an alif. Once you add a symbol on it, whether it is a vertical harakat, whether it is tanween, whether it is a jazm, or any other harakat, now it is a hamza. Sha'nun. Sha'nun. Be careful not to stretch the sound of the sheen. Sh, sh, that is incorrect. In the normal ma'roof manner, sha'nun. Ka'san. Sheen has a hard sound. Ka'san. Ka'san. Bi'sa. Bi'sa. Yasha. Yasha. Nasha. Nasha. ismun, ismun. Keep the makhraj of the letter sa in mind. Don't confuse it with the sawd, nor with the seen. Sawd has a full sound, which is made with a full mouth, because sawd is part of the huruf musta'aliyah, the seven letters. And seen has a more of a hard sound. But sa, this letter here, sa has more of a flat and thin sound. But keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. Ismun, yabhas, yabhas, ahya, ahya, ukhra, ukhra. The letter kha, as you can hear, has a scraping sound. Keep the makhraj in mind as well. The ra has a vertical haraka, a vertical fatha, and therefore we are pulling up to the duration of one alif, and we are pronouncing with a full mouth. We are not saying ukhra. Ukhra will be incorrect, but with a full mouth, ukhra. Izhab, izhab, izhab. This letter zal, do not confuse with za. Zal has a little bit of a hard sound. Za has a thin, flat sound. And dha has is pronounced with a full mouth, because that's part of the huruf musta'aliyah. So the qareeb as-sawt, again, the letters which sound somewhat similar but are different, always keep them in mind as well. Ushdud, ushdud. Irkab, irkab. Hushirat, hushirat. Alright, the ha, keep the makhraj in mind. Sheen, don't stretch the sound of the sheen. The ra, when you're pronouncing the ra, we can see that the ra has a fatha, and therefore it is pronounced with a full mouth. The ta is not part of the huruf qalqala, and therefore we will not echo the sound, right? Hushirat, Nushirat, Ahdarat, Ahdarat. Maud must be pronounced with a full mouth because it's part of the huruf musta'aliyah. Again, the ra has a fatha above it, therefore it will also be pronounced with a full mouth. Ahdarat, Umisat, Umisat. Furijat, furijat. This ta which has the jazm, it must be pronounced but slightly. Be careful not to echo the sound, otherwise we will be including it wrongfully in the huruf qalqala. Furijat, nusifat, nusifat. Yudhlamuna, yudhlamuna. Here again, dha is part of the huruf musta'aliyah, therefore pronounced with a full mouth. Waw sakin has a dhamma before it, and therefore it is part of the letters of madda. We will stretch or pull the sound equal to the duration of one alif. يظلمون يظهر يظهر اصبر اصبر بينكم بينكم. All right, now if you look carefully and if we go back a little to page 16 of your Madani Qaidas, lesson number 9. It says that when there is a zabr or a fatha before a ya sakin, this becomes ya leen. Now here in this example, we can see the ya sakin And before it there is a fatha. So that ya sakin is a ya leen, and therefore we will not pull the sound like the letters of madda. The letters of leen, remember, must not be elongated. The sound must not be pulled or elongated. So we will not say bainakum, bainakum, in the normal ma'roof manner. The next example is similar. Bainahum, bainahum, fadlika, fadlika. The dhad, we will pronounce it slightly, but do not bounce the letter. Do not make an echoing sound, otherwise again we will be wrongfully including it in the huruf qalqala. Fadlika. Alayhim, alayhim. Here as well, the ya sakin is actually ya leen because of the fatha which is found before it, and therefore we are not pronouncing by stretching alayhim. That will be incorrect in the normal manner. Alayhim a'malahum. Now here the jerking sound with emphasis on the ayn. Keep the makhraj of the ayn in mind. A'malahum, a'malakum, a'malakum, aydihim. Alright, now look at this example. Beautiful example. First we have a ya sakin, right, with a fatha before it. And the second ya sakin, we have a kasra before it. Now, do you remember what rules apply over here? The first one is ya leen, so we are not pulling the sound. And the second one is the letter of madda, and therefore we are pulling equal to one alif. I be him. We should not say I be him, because the first part is a lean letter, and therefore we are not pulling the sound. I be him. Yes, tabdil. Yes, tabdil. Seen has a hard sound, the ba. This is huruf qalqala, letter of qalqala, and therefore an echoing sound will be made. Yes, tabdil. Yastaftihuna, yastaftihuna. Alright dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed the exercise today on page 22 and 23 of your Madani Qaida. But more important than this is the revision aspect. So I do hope, and as I mentioned earlier, that it's a Madani request for you to take out 5 minutes, take out 12 minutes of your time, go over this work, go over this lesson. It will be very beneficial for you, inshallah, azza wa jal. And as always, Dawood Islami is there to help us, to assist us, to reform ourselves. Not only to reform and to rectify our Quranic pronunciations, but our life itself. If you want to establish our 5 times salah in our lives, if you want our environment to change and become a good environment, a healthy environment, if you want our society or our homes to become examples of happiness and understanding, Dawood Islami is there to help us in this regard. So associate yourselves with this beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami. You have nothing to lose. Once you're in it, you will understand, you will realize, you will see the islah, the reformation taking place. You practice upon the Madani In'amat and follow the teachings that Amir Ahl Sunnah Damu Barakatuhumul Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawood Islami, has given us. Very practical teachings, very simple, user-friendly teachings that are contained in the Madani activities. If we do all of this with and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with good intentions, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will see goodness and positivity in our societies, inshallah azza wa jal. Please do join us next time on this beautiful silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.